World Shaker, written by Richard Harland and read by Adrian Mulroney. A sound brought Col out of a deep sleep. Something was happening out in the corridor. Urgent footsteps, orders and questions, the clangs of many doors opening and closing. Cabin by cabin, the disturbance came closer. His own cabin remained in darkness, until suddenly the door was flung open. Two menacing shapes stood silhouetted against the dim blue light of the corridor. "Room light on!" came the order. The figures sprang forward into the room, flourishing their weapons. Col switched on his bedside lamp. In the warm yellow-pink glow, the figures diminished to a pair of ordinary warrant officers. The pounding of Col's heart eased. Warrant officers were responsible for security, and their heavy wooden batons were for his protection. But what were they doing in this part of the ship?
"Ah, Master Porpentine, isn't it?"
The senior officer fingered his grey walrus moustache. "Sorry to disturb you, sir. We have to search your room." "What for?" Ignoring the question, the officer went on.
"How long have you been awake, sir? Have you seen or heard anything unusual in the last few minutes?"
Col raised himself higher on his pillow. "Doors clanging and you clumping along the corridor?" "She must have run on," the junior officer whispered to the senior. "We're wasting our time on this deck." "Who is she?" Col demanded. "A filthy," the junior blurted, then clapped his hand over his mouth. "I mean..."
"Hold your tongue, Jul."
The senior officer swung his baton and gave Jul a cracking blow on the wrist. Col was shocked. The senior officer turned to him again.
"You didn't hear what he said, did you, sir?"
"Yes, I did. What's a filthy doing on the upper decks?"
"You wouldn't want to know. My colleague got carried away."
"I'll forget about it if you answer my question."
"She..."
The senior officer's cheeks were red, and he was visibly sweating.
"Well, she escaped. That's all I can say."
He prodded Jul with his baton and pushed him towards the doorway.
"So, if you'll just forget about it, thank you, sir."
Out in the corridor, he began an angry, whispered conversation with his junior. Col caught the words, "grandson of Sir Mormus Porpentine." Then the door closed behind them, and they moved off down the corridor. More clanging doors, more questionings. He still couldn't believe it. A female filthy running around on the upper decks? Inconceivable. He looked round at his own safe, civilized bedroom. Green carpet, brown velvet curtains, cream wallpaper. On the walls were framed pictures of the most dignified creatures, the wise owl, noble lion, and brave bear. A metal plate above the door was stamped with the name World Shaker, and the date 1845, which was when World Shaker had been constructed 150 years ago.